If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Hurricane Ian could be headed to Florida.
Get your flashlights, get your batteries.
Canada cleans up from Fiona.
You need to stay in your houses.
Slamming into a space rock.
We are moving an asteroid. Humanity has never done that.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. Tropical Storm Ian powered up to a hurricane this morning. It could make landfall on Florida's west coast or the panhandle this week, and people are getting ready. They're building sandbags, waiting in long lines for gas, buying up water and groceries. Paula McCain lives in Jacksonville.
I'm always nervous when they say hurricane, but listen, I live in Florida.
President Biden and Governor DeSantis have already declared a state of emergency.
It's going to be pretty broad impacts throughout the state. You're going to have wind. You're going to have water. There could be flooding on the east coast of Florida as a result of this. It's a big storm.
Meteorologist Stephanie Abrams at the Weather Channel.
This storm is expected to rapidly intensify over the next 24 hours, going from a Category 1 to a Category 3. And we actually have advisories already extending from the Keys up into Tampa Bay. Hurricane watch for Tampa Bay. And we also have a storm surge watch. And in the Tampa Bay area, we could see that surge 5 to 8 feet.
Hundreds of thousands of people in eastern Canada still have no power after Fiona came ashore over the weekend as a post-tropical cyclone. It washed away homes, tore off roofs, and knocked down trees. Port-au-Basque Mayor Brian Button in Newfoundland.
We have telephone poles that are falling down. There are live wires on some of these poles. We do not need people out just cruising around the streets.
At least one person was killed. It could be days before everyone gets their power back. Protests still abound in Russia, and many young men are refusing Vladimir Putin's call to fight in Ukraine, where Volodymyr Zelensky is standing firm against Putin's threats to use nuclear weapons. Correspondent Deborah Pata is in Kyiv.
We spoke briefly with the Ukrainian leader in a rare private moment inside his presidential office turned bunker.
Russia is getting more desperate.
We forget what does it mean to be afraid of Russia, and we don't afraid them. I'm afraid each day about how long people have to wait when they'll come back to our country, to our land.
Putin has called up thousands of military reservists. Zelensky has appealed to them to defy the call-up or surrender, promising they will be treated humanely and not return to Russia.
They are not soldiers.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke to CBS's 60 Minutes about Putin's latest threats.
We have been very clear with the Russians publicly as well as privately to stop the loose talk about nuclear weapons.
Blinken says the U.S. will never recognize occupied regions as Russian territories. President Putin is denouncing a mass shooting at a school in Russia today as an inhuman terrorist attack. Officials there say a gunman wearing a black T-shirt with Nazi symbols shot and killed 13 people in a school about 600 miles east of Moscow. Seven of the victims were children. 36 others were wounded. The governor says the shooter shot himself. A former Republican advisor to the January 6th committee has made some eye-popping allegations about an attempted coup. Former Congressman Denver Riggleman tells CBS's 60 Minutes.
The Meadows text messages show you an administration that was completely eaten up with a digital virus called QAnon and conspiracy theories, an apocalyptic messianic buffoonery.
Riggleman claims someone in the Trump administration was in touch with a person in the crowd on Capitol Hill.
So you get a real aha moment when you see that the White House switchboard had connected to a rioter's phone while it's happening. That's a big, pretty big aha moment.
The January 6th committee holds its next public hearing this Wednesday.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The midterm elections, which will decide which party controls Congress, are just a month and a half away. The latest CBS News YouGov battleground tracker estimates Republicans are still in a position to win a majority in the House, but their margin continues to shrink. Director of Elections and Surveys, Anthony Salvanto.
Democrats have a growing lead among people who say abortion is the most important issue. And in particular, for women who want abortion to be legal, it's the most important thing. It's more important than inflation. It's more important than the economy. And it's a deal breaker. They have to have that position in a candidate. By contrast, let me turn to the Republicans for a second. They continue to have their lead on the economy. But the other thing they kind of want this election to be about is immigration.
A politician who began as a teenage activist praising Mussolini is on track to become Italy's first woman prime minister. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco has details from Rome.
Giorgia Meloni's far-right Brothers of Italy clearly appears to be headed for victory.
Si possa dire che dagli italiani.
In a speech with votes counted from two-thirds of polling stations, she declared, "If we are called to govern this nation, we will do it for everyone, and we will do it with the aim of uniting the people of Italy." Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Rome.
Science fiction meets reality today.
It's what we call a global killer. Nothing would survive, not even bacteria.
NASA will try to change the direction of an asteroid by slamming a spaceship into it. Shyam Bhaskaran with JPL Outplanet Navigation.
When you hit something like that with a high speed, it changes the orbit of that asteroid just a little bit. But that little bit, if you hit it early enough, is just enough to push it off away from a force that's going to impact the Earth.
The goal is to one day use the DART spaceship to defend this planet from potentially deadly space rocks. A flesh-eating animal sedative has been linked to thousands of drug overdoses in U.S. cities. A report in the journal Science Direct finds xylazine, street name Trank, is now found in 91% of heroin and fentanyl supplies in Philadelphia. Its prevalence has also been documented in Delaware, Connecticut, and Michigan. Rihanna will shine bright at the Super Bowl.
We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky.
In a post from Apple Music, the new mom confirms she'll headline halftime in Glendale, Arizona next February with a photo showing her hand holding up a football. The caption, "It's on." Rihanna told Vogue she'd turned down the same opportunity in 2019 to stand in solidarity with Colin Kaepernick, who started the national anthem protest.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Darth Vader is getting a new voice.
I am your father.
Yes, it is the unmistakable voice of James Earl Jones as Darth Vader. After 45 years, he's given up voicing the Star Wars villain. Vanity Fair reports Jones signed over the rights earlier this year and will allow Vader's lines to be generated by artificial intelligence. The Ukrainian company ReSpeecher has gotten the gig. ReSpeecher specializes in voice cloning for content creators. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Don't don't underestimate the power of Harry Styles.
Not everyone gets this opportunity.
Don't Worry, Darling debuted with $19.2 million at the box office, despite lousy reviews and off-screen scandal. Warner Brothers says women made up 66% of the audience. 52% of ticket buyers were under the age of 25. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday, September 26th. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.